This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only be talking the truth. Only be talking the truth. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Rolling right along here on this Thursday morning. It is Taz and the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Connor Green, Pete the Body across the way. Brett Heller with your update says we have 2 hours down, one big hour to play with. 6 to 9 we go, Taz. 3 to 6 Pacific, Monday through Friday across the country at one of our affiliates. We thank them all. And also Sirius at XM Channel 206, the app as well. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. A lot to get to there. And make sure, as you've done throughout the course, as we, after we launched this show on January the 2nd, 2018, you've been great and loyal downloading the podcast each and every day.
Absolutely, yeah. Great support, and we appreciate that. Guys, like Moose just said, all you folks out there listening live, or maybe you're listening on demand right now to us, wherever you're listening, we appreciate it very much for sure. No matter if it's on SiriusXM 206 or across the country on our great affiliates, as Moose said, on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's get to the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Jalen Ramsey called Josh Allen trash and attacked several other quarterbacks in an interview with GQ.
So, yes, the talented Jaguars cornerback grabbing a lot of headlines because he took down half the quarterbacks of the National Football League. Some he threw praise to, like Drew Brees. Kind of to his own quarterback, Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Brees, he said, Brees was really good.
Right.
And Blake Bortles, Moose. It wasn't a ring endorsement with Bortles. He said, Blake, do what he got to do, unquote.
Do what he got to do. And it's, I mean, and then you get to the others. He was a praise. He was okay with Rodgers and Tom Brady. What, he says they don't stink?
He just said doesn't suck.
Right.
About both.
And then you get to Andrew Luck.
Oof. Andrew Luck, he said, don't think he's good.
That's Big what
he
said Ben.
Andrew Luck. Ben Roethlisberger, he ripped. He goes, this to me is a rippage. Decent at best.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, this one caught my surprise. He goes, well, guess he's good. It's like, well, I guess he's good.
Well, so here is the, and everyone loses their mind. And then you get to the Giants quarterback, Eli Manning.
Well, the Eli Manning one was very interesting because, and Eli responded, as we'll get to in a second. He said, Odell makes him. That's pretty rude right there. I got to tell you, I was just thinking he was just earlier when we were talking that he was ripping, Jalen Ramsey was ripping just the AFC QBs. And he ripped some of the NFC guys too, namely Eli Manning.
Yeah, he did. And he was also critical of your young rookie quarterback up in Buffalo, correct? Well,
that was probably the worst one of all. Josh Allen, I should say. From Wyoming, University of Wyoming, now to Buffalo Bills, a rookie QB. Basically, Jalen Ramsey said, in quotations, he's trash.
Right, so unquote. You get into it. He went up and down the line, and it's an interesting read. And
Flacco,
he
sucks.
He was open. He was honest. It does not matter what you believe of the ratings. It really doesn't, right? In any way, shape, or form, it does not matter. Here's the issue you have. The problem you have here is that people get too crazy about it. I take it for what it is.
Yeah.
I take it for what it is. I look at a situation, Taz, as being this. I have great respect for Jalen Ramsey, the player that he is. What he was at Florida State, what he is at Jacksonville. I look at him now as trying to create a brand for himself with the Jaguars. As the best trash-talking, best cornerback in the National Football League. That is what he is trying to do, and that is what he's trying to accomplish. Don't get caught up in whether or not the rankings are real or whether he believes them or how dare he say that or how disrespectful. You know what you need more? You need more of this. You can't have all good guys. Sometimes you got to have bad guys. Sometimes you got to have guys that that wear the dark hat and walk into the room. That want to be the one that people love to hate. And maybe Jalen Ramsey's A-OK of being the guy that people love to hate because he believes in how good of a player he is.
Yeah, and the thing is, look, man, this is not the first time we've seen a football player, namely a defensive back, namely a cornerback, that rips or gets verbal or gets aggressive in his opinionated stance. And let's be honest, Jalen Ramsey is entitled to anything he wants. He has freedom of speech. He can say whatever he wants. And he's a great player. Arguably the best cornerback in the game. And I was talking earlier about Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman used to talk trash like crazy.
Yes,
I mean,
he did.
You know, I mean, we've seen this more than once. Even years back, we've seen guys talk trash. And I really believe I'm with you on that Jalen's trying to create a brand. I agree with you, but I also think a lot of it has to do with getting inside the mindset, getting in the head, playing a little mind games with a lot of these quarterbacks and all their wide receivers, just to get that quarterback thinking like that, just to piss that quarterback off, just to get him off his game a little bit, because the QB game, as we know, is all mental. And they try to look off these cornerbacks or safeties at times. They try to play a little game with them. So this is a chance for a cornerback to play a verbal game and get in the head with these guys.
It is. You're right about that. And it's amazing the power that Jalen Ramsey has, because everybody and their mother was turning to guys. Let's hear from Josh Allen reaction to what Jalen Ramsey had to say to GQ.
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. Don't bother me.
How do you deal with that type of stuff? Outside criticism and players saying different things.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. I care about my teammates, what my teammates think of me. When I step on the field, ultimately I'm trying to win football games and trying to be the best quarterback for this team as possible.
That's the right thing to say right there. My opinion for the young Josh Allen, I think that's the right way to handle it, Moose.
Here is Eli Manning, the Giants signal caller, on the Ramsey comments.
Eli Manning.
Who?
Yeah. Eli Manning.
Jalen Ramsey made a comment that at this point in your career, you're only a good quarterback because of your connection with Odell Beckham. Do you have any comment on that or any retort?
No. Who?
Yeah, there you go. That's Eli saying who in terms of Jalen Ramsey. So Ramsey drives and gets headlines. I think you need more of it, Taz. I think we need more of these type of personalities. I think it'd be good for the National Football League.
Yeah, he's polarizing, man.
He's polarizing, grabs people attention. You get people talking about it. It works in the NBA to a large extent. I think it could work in the National Football League, especially connecting with millennials.
And it's definitely better than some of the negativity, some of the stories that come out of the NFL, some of the bad stuff.
Yep.
This is trash talking. This is good old-fashioned trash talking that's happened in sports for decades. And I tell you what, I think it needs to happen in the office place, too. Let's be honest. I don't care where you work. There needs to be more trash talking. It needs to happen more.
So when you walk in the office.
Just go right at somebody.
In the morning.
And do it on Fridays. When someone tells you, I've said this before on the Taz Show. Someone says, hey, happy Friday. You tell them to go kiss off. Tell them to go pound salt.
Well, it's like
the
movie
disingenuous
Office Space.
Comment.
You ever have the case of the Mondays?
Yeah. I hate all the disingenuous comments.
Well, when I say happy Friday, I do mean it. We actually had to have a conversation off the air about this because I was like, Taz, I feel like you're offended when I say happy Friday. I actually mean it. He goes, I didn't really think you did. I said, yeah. He goes, I thought it was just trivial. I thought you really didn't care.
I got to
know,
tell you,
Taz, I do care.
The Moose reenactments of the Taz and Moose conversations off air are becoming the favorite part for me of the show. Just listening to it, it's unbelievable.
But it's true. It's true. I was like, Taz, I really mean it. Oh, I didn't take it like that.
While we're talking about this, has nothing to do with the threes, but before we get to number two, while we're on this topic, real quick, briefly, I don't like when you, on Friday, say, what do you have planned for the weekend? You don't care what I'm doing on the weekend.
I do care.
No, you don't.
I do.
Because if you did, you would contact me on the weekend. How's things going, Taz?
Well, I would. I'm sorry. You're right about that. That's fair. That's fair. That's a fair,
so
that's
tell
a fair
me,
criticism.
Don't say to me, what do you got planned for the weekend, buddy?
You're right. I should ask. If I'm going to ask, I should follow up. That's a fair critique.
Words have power.
Ding. All right. Next.
Remember Ding?
Hey,
he's back. Here you go.
Two.
Number two.
Benches cleared after Ronald Acuna Jr. was hit by Jose Urania's first pitch last night.
Now, Acuna Jr. for the Atlanta Braves has been hot as a firecracker. We know going into the game last night, previous 8 games, 8 home runs, 5 games with a home run, 5 leadoff homers, 3 straight games with a leadoff homer, 16 hits in the span of 8 games, was setting record after record after record, Taz. for a kid of his age. He's only 20 years of age. He's a rookie. Was a phenom getting called up from the minor leagues and has lived up to all the billing for the Atlanta Braves. So I guess if you can't beat him, you hit him. Because that's exactly what Urania did last night for the Miami Marlins, the starting pitcher, as Ronald Acuña Jr. dug into the batter's box, leadoff hitter for the Atlanta Braves. He drills him, ends up hitting him in the elbow. Don't think his intent was to hit him in the elbow. I think he was trying to hit him in the ribs or the upper back. That's not the way it worked because Acuña tried to defend himself, ends up hitting him in the elbow. Acuña is not able to finish the game. Bench is cleared. You saw Urania after he hit him. You saw all the intent there. He meant to hit him because he stood there proudly and off, and even taunted the Braves bench, saying basically, come after me. I get why that happens. I understand it, Taz. I don't know if I necessarily like it or if there's a place for it in baseball.
Well, if we're working backwards from my perspective, the whole physical stance that Urania had while the kid's down holding his elbow in pain. I mean, like in a lot of pain. And then that's what really pulled the Braves out of their dugout. That's what pissed them off. And, like you said earlier, I don't think he meant to hit him in the elbow. But, you know, as long as you don't go after the guy's head, I have no problem with it. And according to the Braves, x-rays show that Acuña's left elbow came back negative. He also went under a CAT scan. The result, will be announced, I should say, on Thursday, the results of the CAT scan. So, you know, I mean, that kid's been on fire, Acuña. And, you know, we heard the audio from Don Mattingly, the skipper for the Marlins. And, you know, wasn't exactly like saying, listen, you know, our guy, you know, he basically said he didn't mean to do it. But he wasn't exactly like, you know, look, and you heard Urania. Urania's like, I got pitch inside, man. It's just the way it is. Like, they were kind of hard asses about it, the Marlins. And I get it. I do get it. I
mean, they were. Let's take a listen quickly. Here's Urania on the injection.
I feel pretty bad because the thing, like, you know, the people get upset and things like that, you know, but I get upset too because how I go away 5 days for just go out there and make one pitch and get kicked out again? Well, that don't make sense, right?
Well, you shouldn't have.
Always I throw inside.
Well, you should have thrown a ball at him first pitch and tried to drill his intercostals, which is part of your rib cage.
Here is Mattingly saying that his starter did not intend or did not target Acuña Jr.
If you watch Jose pitch, pretty much every first pitch of every game is pretty much there. And we talked to Jose right after the game, and basically he's saying he know the guy's been swinging the bat good, and he's trying to get one close. You know, he's going to run it off in there, and that was the purpose of his pitch.
Yeah, you want the Braves' reaction? Here's their manager, Brian Snitker, on his star outfielder getting hit.
I think it's pretty evident what I thought about it. It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
This young man is just playing the game, doing what he's loves to do, and that's just a damn shame what happened that first pitch of the game.
So we've heard from Urania, we've heard from Mattingly, we've heard from Snitker. I think it's fascinating to hear from a former player. How about Keith Hernandez? Now does Met games on SNY, an analyst. You've seen him on Fox as well.
He's been on this show too.
He's been on this show, right? He's one of the guests, many of the cavalcade of guests that appear here on the Taz and the Moose show. Here's Hernandez on Urania hitting Acuña Jr. last night.
Yeah. You got a guy out there killing, and you've lost three games.
Right.
He's hit three home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. I mean, people are not going to like that. But, you know, you got to hit him, knock him down. At least, I mean, seriously knock him down if you don't hit him. And you never throw at anybody's head. You never throw at anybody's head or neck. You hit him in the back. You hit him in the fanny. And he goes to first base on whatever he wants to do.
Only Keith Hernandez can sound badass saying fanny.
He can.
Who says fanny?
And he did. Not many people. But Hernandez did last night, and he pulled it off.
Yeah, he did.
He did pull it off.
You said he got ripped on Twitter a little bit. That people were pissed off.
He did. They were bothered by it. But I get it. I understand. I'm not saying that there's not a place for Major League Baseball for it. I think Urania, if that was the intent, he could have followed through on it a lot better than he did.
You want to get some sound. I don't know if it's available. We can't get it today. Maybe tomorrow when you're not here, Moose. But what's his name? The color commentator that always says something outlandish. Simpson, right? Joe Simpson from the Braves?
Yes.
Is that his name? Joe Simpson. I told you, I was watching this live, and yeah, he was going off.
He was going off.
He was pissed at Urania. He was furious.
Well, Simpson's been a guy that's had issues.
He was, he's out of control.
The Dodgers, remember that? Ripping him.
Yeah, they're wearing the wrong clothing
during BP. Right. They like look like slobs.
They're wearing tuxedos while they're doing batting practice.
Let's get to number three.
Number three.
C.J. McCollum of the Trailblazers called NBA super teams disgusting.
Yeah, we touched upon it quickly.
Nice
at the end of, yes.
Disgusting.
Nice job by our buddy Zach Martin.
Disgusting.
I don't think it's disgusting. I think there's a place, there's always a place for teams that you're chasing. Daryl Morey has said he's obsessed with the Golden State Warriors.
That's
annoying. A lot of people are obsessed with the Golden State Warriors, Taz. I think the interesting aspect to it is this. If you're a veteran player and you want to win, you're going to try and put yourself in a winning situation.
Yeah, it's not. I have no issue whatsoever with super teams. If the front office, the front office, the brass of any team, club, or what have you, can put together some of the best, you know, men or women, said sport, whatever, and dominate, then who the hell's going to throw a flag on that? Who wouldn't want to be part of that? You want to be on a winning team. I'd want to be on a super team as long as I can be a contributor. I don't want to be some guy who's riding pine.
Yes.
And for those that don't know what that means a bench warmer. Yeah, so you don't want to be a riding pine.
McCollum's the same guy that said LeBron's going to Philly, too, by the way.
I wish he would have went to Philly.
That's he did not. LeBron, last I checked, he's a Laker.
I know. I love the Sixers, though. You know that.
I know you love the Sixers. Damn. I know that's your new favorite
that's
team.
My new
I get
team.
It. I understand. Yes, you're right on that bandwagon.
So don't worry. Jump onto that Celtic bandwagon.
Don't worry. Somebody in the We Over Nation is making you a 76er jersey as we speak. It'll be here right in time for Christmas time.
That's true. But I have a lot
Tazzy Claus.
I have a lot of fans of mine that are Knicks fans, so that could be a problem. And Brooklyn Nets fans, so that could be a problem.
Did you ever do that with the WWE as a commentator, Tazzy Claus?
No. No. I did beat up Santa Claus
that would
once.
Be,
I did something.
That would
I choked
be,
out Santa Claus.
I think that's going to be a new holiday segment. Tazzy Claus.
Oh, no, it's not. You want to talk to my agent, but he's not going to go for it because I'm going to tell him, no, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because
that would be great.
Silly and stupid. No. It's,
welcome it's, for the no, holidays. It's Tazzy Claus.
Well, maybe Taz Kringle.
No,
I don't want to do any of that. I'm not doing it. Why am I getting sucked into this?
Tazzy
I'm not doing
Claus
this.
Works.
That sucks.
Why not?
Sucks.
Wait a second. I'll tell you this, folks. As God is my witness, later on, Taz will send me a text. By the way, I had a great idea. The holidays roll around. How about Tazzy Claus?
Moose, I got Lean Mean working on a Tazzy Claus video.
I got Lean Mean will come out with a Tazzy. I love this. Great idea, Lean Mean. I'm like, did we do a show this morning?
There, I did do something with Santa Claus on one of the WWE shows.
I was just curious.
I feel like someone's working on a video right now. And it might have been like Sunday Night Heat on one of the WWE shows back in the day. I know I beat up Santa Claus. I did something.
That's fantastic.
I can't remember.
What did Santa possibly do to you that you beat him up?
He was jolly. He's running around with his fat ass, smiling.
No happiness around.
No, I hate that.
You
happiness.
Just grind away in pain and suffering.
Yes!
That's it.
Now you're getting a kid.
That's exactly right.
Yes! That's right.
Coming up straight ahead, we're going to talk a little Jags football as Mike Kay is going to join us.
Christmas in August.
Ugh. Yes, a little Christmas in August, nice. No doubt
Mike
about
Kay.
It. Yes, not Michael K.
Not Michael K. Fink.
No, Mike K. Right. We're going to talk to Mike K. about the Jaguars, about Jalen Ramsey's comments. We're going to do that next. Taz Moose with Michael you, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Mike K. is going to join us here momentarily. Jaguars beat writer for First Coast News. Brett Heller's in the building.
Ah. Hi, guys.
Set third and final time this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. This report is brought to you by Barbasol. Oh, so you go initials. If you don't, that's actually the way to do it.
PH.
If you
have
to, right,
it is.
PH.
Yeah, Brad Heller. Frankie Heller.
That's it.
Just stick with the initials.
Jalen Ramsey called Jim Heller trash.
Mm. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, Brad.
All right. This report's brought to you by Barbasol. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Jaguars corner Jalen Ramsey might be suspended for the week, but doesn't mean he's still not making headlines. In an interview with GQ, Ramsey taking shots at a bunch of other starting quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger, decent at best. Matt Ryan, overrated. Bills rookie Josh Allen, trash.
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. Don't bother me.
Now, 3 preseason games coming up tonight, including the Super Bowl rematch, Patriots and Eagles. Tom Brady is expected to make his preseason debut. Baseball, the bench is cleared after one pitch in Atlanta. Jose Urena drilling Ronald Acuna Jr. in the elbow. Acuna had homered in five straight games. Nobody was angrier than Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Not sure I've ever been that. I've never felt like that in a baseball uniform. And that was just my emotion. And, you know, that kid didn't deserve that.
No punches were thrown. Snitker and Urena were both ejected. Here's Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
For us, he's beat us up. But the way to, this is not the way we want to handle that situation. Obviously, this is not something that we represent or believe in as an organization. Or myself, too.
X-rays on Acuna's elbow was negative. As for the game, the Braves finished off a four-game sweep of the Marlins 5-2. Atlanta's lead in the NL East is 2 on Philadelphia. Phillies beat the Red Sox at home 7-4. Wilson Ramos had three RBIs in his Philly debut. Cardinals made it 8 straight wins, 4-2 over the Nationals. St. Louis 4 games behind the Cubs in the Central. Chicago beat Milwaukee 8-4. The Brewers are 3 back. The Astros snapped their 5-game losing streak, a 12-1 rout of the Rockies. Gerrit Cole struck out 12 in 6 innings. Houston's lead in the AL West back to 2 games on Oakland. The A's shut out by the Mariners in 12 innings, 2-0. The difference, Deke Gordon, his second homer of the season. Brian Dozier, a walk-off sacrifice fly. Dodgers over the Giants in 12, 4-3. Angels beat the Padres 3-2. Rays over the Yankees 6-1. Aaron Judge getting a cortisone shot in his fractured wrist. He's going to be out longer than the original 3-week timeline after he was hit by a pitch on July 26th. Guys?
Let's welcome aboard. Thank you, Brad. Let's welcome aboard right now. Hit the guest line. Let's Mike Kay covers the Jaguars for First Coast News. Hey, Mike, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Let's start here. What was your reaction to seeing the comments by Jalen Ramsey?
I mean, that was Jalen being Jalen. I mean, he can cut a wrestling promo better than a lot of guys on the indie scene, honestly. He's a guy that likes to speak his mind, and it's encouraged within the locker room. He's a guy that says a lot of things that nobody wants to say, and for the most part, he's typically accurate.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, do you think that Jalen, you think he's becoming like a locker room problem, like he's a little bit of a headache for the front office? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's a little bit high maintenance. I think when you look at the way he plays, you're going to get a lot of, well, yeah, he might be a little bit of a head case, or yeah, he might be a me-first sounding type of guy. But he's a guy that delivers results on the field, and I think a lot of the leadership in that locker room, especially from the defensive side, is willing to put up with, you know, his outgoing personality if he's able to perform.
Right there, and he is a wonderful player. I guess the point being is this something that, you know, that Tom Coughlin wants? I mean, is this the kind of I don't mind it. Taz and I got into the conversation earlier. Taz doesn't mind it either. We get it. We understand it. I think you need to see more personalities in the NFL.
Absolutely, yes.
But how much do you think this bothers Tom Coughlin?
Well, I think overall when you're calling out your coaching staff's play-calling ability by saying you think Blake should have passed more, that's probably not the best way to endear yourself to the boss. I think that Tom's been very patient with Jalen. When Jalen got into a fight with A.J. Green and was ejected from a game, Tom Coughlin aired out his support for Jalen. But like you've probably seen, recently Jalen got into it with us in the local media after a skirmish between Yanni Kingakwe and Dante Fowler, and he ended up getting suspended for a week. So he's not in Minnesota during joint practices.
Well, right, I want to ask you about that, Mike. I mean, do you feel that Ramsey should have been suspended for that altercation with you all?
Well, no, I don't think he should have been suspended, but I understand what they were trying to do. You know, he's been very vocal. He was involved in a skirmish during practice earlier. And so they probably wanted to avoid any sort of drama in Minnesota. And really, Jalen was not going to play very much in that game anyway.
Right.
Oh, so, you know, I mean, you're avoiding injury to your best player. You're avoiding any sort of controversy. Dante Fowler was suspended too, but he was also involved in both skirmishes 2 days into returning from practice. So the situations are a little bit different. Jalen will be welcomed back with open arms. Doug Marone has said that he is very comfortable with both guys coming back and doesn't think there's going to be an issue. So I think when you look at it overall, Jalen's getting a week off pretty much.
He is getting a week off. He's a wonderful player. I mean, he's a really, really talented corner. When healthy, he's a difference maker for a team. So, and I get it. In today's day and age, Mike, I think there's a good thing about trying to brand yourself as well. And if he's going to go out and talk the trash, he's going to talk it. He's certainly got a lot of game in order to back it up.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, he's said stuff like this before. He's talked about Odell Beckham being a very good receiver, but he's also a great corner as well. He's talked about how A.J. Green is mentally soft. This is something that he does on a regular basis. Now, going on a hit list with word association with quarterbacks is a little bit new for him, but he's been very open and honest about how he feels about Josh Allen. He's been very open and honest about how he's felt about other quarterbacks. Now it's just in internet ink, and it's really getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, so, I was talking earlier, Moose and I were talking, Mike, and I was saying I feel like maybe Ramsey, what he's probably doing here, just my opinion, I want to get your thoughts, maybe trying to rent some space in the heads of some of these quarterbacks, because he is such a polarizing guy. He's bombastic. He just, he's outlandish, says what he wants. You equated him to a wrestler cutting a wrestling promo and stuff like that. But, do you think that this is by design? This is for him to get in the heads of some of these quarterbacks?
Well, yeah, I think with him, he's a very big physical corner. He talks a lot of trash on the field. So it's kind of like a UFC fighter trying to get into the head of his opponent. And I think you're 100% right. I think this is a way of getting people to think about him. If you saw Matt Stafford's wife is even calling him out on Instagram.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of those things where he's not only getting in the heads of these players, he's getting in the heads of their wives and their loved ones. And
yeah.
I think if you're going to brand yourself as a villain, I mean, there's no better way to get yourself over than to really publicly cause a scene for 32 NFL teams.
Mike, you're a wrestling fan or what?
Oh, I'm a big wrestling fan, man.
I can tell.
So, I mean, sorry, I'm not trying to play up to the host, but I mean, Jalen is one of those guys that really comes around and has that bravado where he really just bridges the gap. And I think
he's a heel. He's a heel.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a heel. There's no doubt. I mean, but to me, I think he's very smart. He's very calculated. Everything that kid does is thought through very, very thoroughly before he acts. It might come off like it's off the cuff, but just knowing him, he's very cerebral.
Michael, how do you think it plays in the locker room amongst his teammates?
I think a lot of guys like it. It's brought out the outgoingness of Miles Jack and A.J. Boye and Deshaun Gibson. I mean, there are older guys that are still pretty quiet and subdued, but when you think about the Jaguars on a national scale, Jalen's really a very vocal ambassador for this team. And I think there are guys on this squad that have been around for a while and been overlooked nationally. And Jalen brings eyes towards them and towards the team.
We'll close out here, Mike. How long have you been a wrestling fan for?
Since 1992.
Since 92. All right. So we'll put you on the spot here. Your favorite Taz match of all time.
Oh, jeez.
Triple H, when you were still the ECW champion.
I got screwed, dude, that match. I mean, Stephanie
and
Triple H.
Yeah,
I wasn't right what happened.
I always thought that was kind of cool to bridge the gap between the two brands. Well, not the brands, but obviously, you doing the business.
Right. Well, I was, for those that thought, I was under contract to WWE, and then I left WWE for one night. WWE asked me to do a favor for ECW, which is still in business, and win the ECW title from a guy who's no longer with us named Mike Awesome, who was going to WCW.
Okay.
So I won the title off Mike Awesome while I was contracted to WWE.
Okay.
And then wrestled Triple H, who was I think he was a WWE champion then? Yeah. So, and I lost the match. So that was nice. So, yeah.
It was a great match. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
But we put Mike on the spot. We talked a little Rams. Yeah, put him on the spot.
He
made wrestling references throughout the course of the interview. So you gotta ask him the question.
That's it.
Right? You put on a T there, Mike. No.
Hey, you gotta relate to who you're talking to.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's it, bro.
Yes. By the way, I did not wrestle, and I'm not a former athlete. But it's
okay, though. But we still love the Moose.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He will let you know.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. And we'll get you on again real soon, all right?
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, take care, Mike. Hey, down now, First Coast News covers the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
What the? You didn't like the matching reference?
No. Well, because I should have lost that match. That's why.
I understand. I had to ask the question.
I know.
I mean, how many times is he going to. How many times?
But out of all my matches, he had to name that match.
Well, I asked him his favorite match of Taz match of all time. He mentioned a match you lost.
Thanks. No, it's all right. I'm not that mad about it. No, I'm not mad.
I would think.
I wasn't happy with the booking of that match. I don't want to get into details.
Okay,
but unhappy.
I would think if you're going to play the game the right way, if I was to go on a place, all right, for argument's sake, if I was going on a show with Cornelius Bennett, was doing
excellent
a show.
Defensive end, yes.
Right, and they're like, "What was your favorite Cornelius Bennett game?" I wouldn't be like one of those Super Bowls.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be like, maybe I'd bring up the Raiders AFC Championship game funny. Where they embarrassed them, 51-3. I bring up that game, whatever it might be. Like, listen, you live and learn.
Yeah.
But I put it up on a tee for Kay. I said, we talked a little Rams. I said, what's your favorite Taz wrestling moment?
Yeah.
When Taz lost to Triple H. Taz like, screw you.
Yeah, no, it's not. And Pete the Body, the board operator of the show, he brought up, what was it, the 0-1 Rumble? 0-1 Rumble?
Yeah, you were in there for about 11 seconds.
And I'm going to teach you real quick about that, real quick. We'll talk a little wrestling here. So here's the little snafu, not snafu, this is how where veterans work. When I was a veteran in this Royal Rumble deal, I've learned this a long time ago, like with Battle Royals or Royal Rumbles and stuff like that. If you're not going to win or be one of the final four guys, because you make a little more scratch when you're in the final four.
Okay.
So if you're not booked to be in the final four or win or final two, raise your hand to be in and out as quick as possible. Less is more. You're getting the same money.
It doesn't matter.
Why do I got to stay in there longer? It doesn't matter. And it becomes memorable. Get out of there quick. Why should I want to stay in there and be like the eighth guy?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No one remembers that guy.
Right.
They remember the guys who go out quick.
And you've been out in there for like 25 minutes.
You're damn right. Not me. I Drew Carey was in that thing longer than me. God bless you, Drew. Okay, my bump caused a little more
fuller than. Who knocked you out in that one, 11 seconds?
I think it was Kane. Kane knocked a bunch of us out. I was like, I'll do it. And he's like, Kane,
you
like, yeah, no, get me out real quick. Less is more. I don't need to be in there. I'll get my ass
so
out
you
of there.
Just put your hand up.
Yeah, I'll go out quick. No problem.
And they said, okay,
people
you're out
shocked.
Quick.
People in backstage, some of the bookers, the promoters, I mean, the agents were like, what? You really? You? Yeah. I'm not going to the Final Four. Get my ass out of there. You play around with Drew Carey. I'll see you later. I'll be showering, going to the hotel, pounding beers at the Marriott bar.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We've got leftovers coming your way next. It's Taz and the Moose with you as we roll right along here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Rare that it happens. Moose, it's rare that it happens. But every once in a while, because we have the best board operator in radio. You know that, right?
We do. Yes, Pete the Body is fantastic. Rare that he messes up.
Did that error go over the air?
That did, yes.
Awesome. It's rare, but it just goes to show you, you're another guy who needs one of your 10-week vacations that you're going on soon.
11.
Yeah, so...
Good for you.
Very
enjoy
rare.
Your vacation.
Very rare mistake.
Why?
There's another Moose famous line. Enjoy your vacation.
I do. Enjoy your vacation. This.
Hey, where are you going on vacation? Like, he'll do that too. He'll do that
too.
He doesn't care where you're going. He doesn't care.
That's not true. What do you mean? I was just asking you a question about you were up in the greater Massachusetts area. There was a shark attack yesterday.
There was, yeah. I
Great whites.
Great whites. I've seen... in the local radio, local news up there, I have never seen a great white in the area of Cape Cod I go to, but I've seen there's tons of reports all kidding aside on the news when you're there, when you're spending a few days there and you put on the local news on TV, dude, it's nonstop the amount, because I was telling you so off there, There are that area of Cape Cod, there's tons of seals. There's a place called Seal Island. And
so there's a lot of sharks there.
Yeah, they come there to get the seals. So, you know, dude, there's a lot of Makos. Great. Well, all sorts of different sharks in that area of Massachusetts up there in the Cape, and it's nasty. So, yeah, there was an attack yesterday.
There was.
I think a 61-year-old man.
Hopefully they're okay.
I think he's okay. He's in the hospital, but thank God he's the
worst. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's terrible. I mean, it's just terrible. That's why I just don't go in the open water.
You know what they say?
I don't go in the open water.
Yeah.
You know what they say what?
They say you easily punch the shark in the nose. But here's the thing I say. I have a problem with this because how am I going to get my punching power, which Lord knows I have a
through
time,
the water.
Through the water.
Yeah.
Well, and I have extremely strong deltoids.
How about the shark grabs your feet and rips it off?
You're done.
Where are you going to, is your...
Then my kid said, no, Dad, you put your thumb in his eye. Then he just bit my leg off.
Well, right.
Am I putting a thumb in his eye? Just ripped my leg off my body.
My leg is ripped off. I'm bleeding profusely in the water, and I'm going to be able to find the shark's eye?
And he tells me, get tough when he walks out of the room. Nice kid.
They're chasing FedEx Cup points at their last shot to make the playoffs. The Wyndham Championship this weekend, of course, only on CBS. So, yeah, that's why I don't go in the ocean. I go in the pool.
So now
I can't wait to come over.
Oh, you're going, what are you going, like a kiddie pool? Because you have the young kids, you probably go like 2-3 feet.
No,
you don't swim well. You're more of a sinker.
We're vacationing,
right?
At the Taz house. Did I tell you?
Oh, no.
We're moving in.
CBS Sports
Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
So we're about to do leftovers here before we wrap this bad boy up. And, you know, we talked yesterday about we got to work on a name, right? I'm going to change the name up of this thing. We have any sample audio opens up, Pete, for this?
No, I just customized the current open just to get rid of the leftovers name.
So the name that's the front runner right now, if we get rid of leftovers, was what was the baseball name? Rise and Shine? What was it
called? Fair or Foul.
Rise and Shine. Fair or Foul. Was that the one? That's the one.
I think that was one. Yeah.
Hit or Miss was another one.
Yeah. That,
hit or Miss.
Hit or Miss.
A lot of baseball.
Yeah. Okay.
So, fire. No fire.
Yeah.
Miss fire.
No fire.
Fire. No fire.
All right. That's like the AC/DC song.
All right.
All right, let's go.
No, it's not that.
It's time now to dig into some with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
What was that?
That's a keeper.
What?
I
missed the joke.
That is radio gold.
Why? Because we did a party horn?
He took the right to cover over the what was it called before?
It gets people really pumped up for the upcoming segment when they hear that air horn.
Yeah, let me hear the air horn again.
Can we have this to the audience. Can we just hear it again back? I hate to put them through this one more time.
Let's do it again.
And let's go to this.
No,
it's time now to dig into some with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
That's actually pretty funny.
That's great.
But we don't have a name then for the segment.
No, I understand. It's great.
Until we could just leave it.
Until we do, we have that.
Or maybe when you get back from vacation, we'll have it all set and done.
Maybe we will. I'm sure it will be done.
Do you need to be in the loop on these emails for the creative?
You can keep me out of the loop.
I'm joking. I'll be in the loop.
You can ask JJ tomorrow if he has any good ideas.
No, we will not ask JJ tomorrow.
Connor.
Who's JJ? Oh, JJ's the guy guest co-hosting with yours truly.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually don't
know. Connor, you want to work on the show again?
It's last day.
I mean, you want to work on the show again, Connor?
It might already be over for me. I don't know.
I think it just ended for you, kid.
No.
No matter if you went to the same university as Moose.
It's all good. You can ask JJ, right? Right.
Disgusting.
Syracuse kids. You can't take them anywhere.
Here we go.
All right, number one, Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, an analytical guru, said on the Dan Patrick Show that LeBron James is the best player ever, and by quite a margin.
Go ahead.
Right, by a big margin. I can understand that. He's not alone. Taz, you think he's the best player? I wouldn't say you think it's by a great
not
margin.
Not by a great margin, but no, I like LeBron a
right,
lot.
Right, I'm going to still stick with Michael. You can look at it analytically. I'm sure the numbers, when you look at the analytics, are going to favor LeBron James.
No, and
it's really, they're two. You can go either way for my money.
You're splitting hairs.
But they're the two greatest players the sport's ever seen.
And it's been talked about in TV, radio for a long time. And you know what? It's going to keep being talked about because it's a riveting topic. It's interesting. It almost, I don't know, it's a stretch now. Does it ever get old? Maybe that's a good poll for our social media team to put up on Taz and the Moose on the Twitter. Does it ever get old, the conversation of is LeBron?
Or how about it defines eras? Taz, it really does. You got the millennials with LeBron, and you've got the old school guys with Michael.
Well, what's the tweet going to say? You're getting confusing now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
You just threw a monkey.
No, no, I did. Okay, so what do you want to do?
Well, just put a question out there, asking the audience.
Does the LeBron, does the LeBron Michael debate ever get old?
I think that's in the options are yes and no, and then put a third option. I don't give a rat's ass.
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
I guarantee you that will be the most clicks.
Probably right.
Well, that's the way, because people are crazy on social media.
They are.
They're controversial.
They like to be aggressive.
Outspoken,
yes.
Aggressive.
No
tense.
Doubt.
Yeah. No, but it's an ever-going, nonstop conversation for sure. And I know you're more of a Michael Jordan guy.
I am more of a Jordan guy, but I get why you think LeBron's the best player of all time.
Yeah, definitely a bigger player, you know, the whole size and everything. And,
for sure.
And the athleticism, besides the stuff he's done off the court, which is amazing, you know, he's a good person, Michael Jordan. I'm not saying Michael's not.
No, I get it.
I told you this before. I actually met Michael Jordan once in D.C. when he was, what was his position with the...
The Wizards?
Yeah. We were doing a show there, and I was in the weight room, and he was walking in the weight room. And
awesome.
Yeah, shook hands with him, said hello and stuff. Nice guy.
You got a picture with him?
No, I don't do pictures. I don't mark out to people. I'm not a mark.
Michael Jordan.
I'm not. I don't care.
Tall guy, 6'5", 6'6".
Listen, I got shot down many years ago by Lee Mazzilli. I want an autographed ball from Lee Mazzilli, and I didn't get it, and I'm hurt. And I've never gotten an autograph from anybody else. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't want a picture.
You are a mark.
I'm not a mark. I don't want autographs. I don't want
I can understand that, Al, after getting spurned by the Maz.
I talk it. I mean, I played it, not just talk.
I got you. Thank you, Taz.
Thank you.
Next. You're going to rip it. Get it right. All right? Next.
Michael Irvin was critical of Terrell Owens for not showing up to his Hall of Fame induction. Owens shot back when he tweeted, quote, "He sounds ridiculous, and I don't owe anybody anything. Must be the side after effects of drug use. I'm going to leave it at that."
Whoa.
What?
T.O. go low.
T.O. don't play.
T.O. not taking the high road there.
No, he's not. I have to tell you, it might not be the popular thing here. I agree with T.O. He doesn't owe anyone anything. He really doesn't.
People just let it go now? It's over.
I know. Yeah, that was a stiff one, what he said there about Michael Irvin. Very stiff. But yeah, let it go. Let it go. Really, I don't owe nobody nothing. Really, enough.
He doesn't owe anything.
He doesn't.
And now he's getting nasty. Now he's bringing up, you know, Irvin's drug use.
Well, he's retaliating. He's retaliating.
Yes. He's admitted to it.
I'm saying T.O.'s retaliating.
Yes, T.O.'s retaliating. Yes, ticked off. He's tired of hearing about it. Wants everyone to keep quiet.
Yeah, just he doesn't want to be bothered.
No.
I can't blame the guy.
No.
Just leave him alone. Let him do what he wants. Next.
Ice Cube, a Los Angeles native, said on First Take that he wants both the Clippers and Chargers out of L.A.
Yeah, it's not
Clippers and the Chargers. Yeah, no, Ice Cube, it doesn't matter what you want, sir. It's not happening.
That's nice.
I'm surprised he said that, though. I figured he was through and through, hardcore, straight L.A. Jones, no matter what happens. But I guess not. I mean, you don't see me doing this with the Mets. You don't see me because the Mets suck.
How about we go? We'd like Taz and the Moose would like the Devils out of the tri-state area. Can we report that?
Well, that's Jersey. I don't. We're not from Jersey. Let's be honest. But anyway, I get what I'm saying. I do get you drift.
Good job by Ace.
All right, so that's it.
Connor, great job.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
Beat the body, fantastic.
Good job by everybody.
Mike K., great job.
Thanks for
you,
coming
out, Mike.
The
listeners, fantastic as always.
Yep.
Everyone, download the pod each and every day. Radio.com, Apple Podcasts. You've been fantastic.
Moose, we'll see you in a few weeks, Moose.
Yes, I am going on vacation.
5 weeks?
Yes, I'll be gone, yes. I'm about to be put on a jury for the next 6-7 weeks.
No, you'll be back next
week. I'll be back next week. But Taz, hold the fort down as you will.
You got it, bro.
I'll miss you, brother. Have a good one.
Yes, miss you, man. Take care.
Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Peace.
Adios.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.